toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so you can enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, coming up, we'll talk about one of the most corrupt sheriffs in the country, Joe Arpaio, and what he's up to these days. It's nothing good. Let's talk to Glenn first in Missouri on the AMP lines. Hello, Glenn.
Good evening. Hey, I got a question for you guys. Have you ever heard of what's called a fake marijuana or cannabis? That's called K2.
Maybe. I don't know if it was that name, but I have heard of the fake marijuana products. That I've actually bought it before.
I've heard this fake marijuana is pretty awful.
Yeah, it is. Is this something new?
I don't know. I'm not into that culture at all, but okay. There's been a lot of news stories here where I live in the Midwest in recent months about it. And both Missouri and Kansas are working to pass laws making it illegal.
Because it's a big danger.
Right. Yeah, and one story I read said, you know, maybe it will get you a little high for like 30 minutes. You know, like to be something you might use on your lunch break type of thing.
That's just a bunch of poppycock is what that is. That it won't do anything like that.
Well, anyway,
it'll make you cough. You'll be lightheaded.
Yeah, you might the same way you could get high off of smoking a cigarette or something like that.
But anyway, you know, the legislation is moving through Missouri and Kansas to make this stuff illegal. But the cops couldn't wait till it was actually illegal. They actually raided the one store in Kansas that sold it.
Hmm.
The FDA and the Sheriff's Department and the local police raided it and shut it down, even though the law hasn't even been passed yet.
Not a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time it comes to court, it'll be illegal.
Most likely. Funny thing in the story was, though, that they said this business said that, you know, they had been struggling to get by. And then all the news stories and everything about K2 came out and their business just boomed.
It was actually
government saying they were going to ban this stuff that actually, you know, publicized.
Yeah, put it on the radar.
Made
it so people were aware of it. Okay, I've been doing a little bit of poking around here as you've been talking about it, and it's, according to Wikipedia, it is very similar to Spice, which is a brand name for a mixture of herbs that have been sold in smart shops in Europe, Canada, and other parts of the world since 2002, purportedly as an incense, as well as over the Internet as an herbal smoking blend. Even though the manufacturer officially warns against human ingestion of spice, it's usually smoked for its cannabis-like effects, which are believed to be caused by a mixture of synthetic cannabinoid drugs.
Oh, really?
Several different flavors of spice have been marketed, which have been shown to contain different proportions of the synthetic cannabinoid active ingredients.
See, now I thought it was like this herbal ecstasy stuff, which won't do anything.
Yeah, it sounds like it may actually have some kind of synthetic version of cannabinoids, which could very well get you a high. In fact, I remember hearing about spice before, and I'm presuming that K2 is the same as or similar to spice. I remember hearing that it could actually be even more powerful because they've synthesized it. Any thoughts on that?
Well, thanks for the info. I was looking up trying to find out more about what it was and why, they're after banning it. You know, because you've talked about salvia before and how a growing number of states are making that illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems things are going in the wrong direction.
You're right about that, Glenn. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the heads up. 800-259-9231. But that's the way they've always gone, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. And then it'll be illegal to carry around sugar or flour in a little plastic baggie now in Kansas?
Because it looks like a drug?
I guess so.
There have been laws on the books for a long time that have said that if you have something and represent it as a drug, then that's illegal. But if you just have a baggie full of stuff, then that's not necessarily, as I understand it, illegal.
Right.
It's if you tell me that it's cocaine and you sell it to me, then
that's the same as selling cocaine. Yeah.
Right. So the story
it's because
is,
the cops got tired of getting ripped off. Because, you know, these people could smell them a mile away. They'd sell them the baking powder, and then the cops would take it in, and they'd arrest them, and then, hey, that's just baking powder. So they'd look like fools again.
Yeah.
The story is from Kansas here, Prime Buzz at primebuzz.kcstar.com. That didn't take long. Just a few months after the public became aware of the legal sale of synthetic marijuana in Kansas, state lawmakers have a plan to snuff it out. Representative Rob Olson, a Republican, has legislation that would outlaw synthetic cannabinoids like K2, which are designed to mimic the chemical but not legal effects of marijuana. This is fast becoming the new drug of choice in the schools, said Olson. Available for sale online and at a store in Lawrence, K2 comes in a small pouch for $15 to $30. It's a mix of dried herbs that look like oregano but is laced with chemicals designed to act on the brain like Mary Jane. There are other similar brands as well.
Hear how they use the slang for it? Just like on the streets, Mary Jane?
They're hip. They know.
Yeah.
Johnson County
Police... They're
going
to go out and buy a lid.
...first discovered the drug was being used by ex-convicts on probation. They turned to K2 hoping it wouldn't show up on drug tests as marijuana. Now police say they're finding it in high schools. We started getting calls from concerned citizens, from probation officers, from high school police, said the sheriff's master deputy, Chris Farks. Olson, joined by Farks and other law enforcement officers from Johnson County, said Monday that K2 and similar products should be banned because, for one reason, the drug's legality gives users a false sense of security. Because everybody knows that anything that's legal is completely safe, right?
Sure, you can smoke Crystal Drano. It's legal.
When the effects of K2 and similar products haven't been studied, the legislation would make possession of K2 or other marijuana lookalikes a misdemeanor. So, yeah.
Looks because like that will make people safe.
Right, yeah, putting them in a jail cell. That's always helped keep people safe from
nothing
their habits.
Bad can happen there.
I wasn't in jail with a whole bunch of guys that were really jonesing for a cigarette or a joint when they got out. No, they were going to quit as soon as they got out. That was it.
Yeah, they learned their lesson. They're reformed now.
Exactly. That's why none of them ever come back to the same jail for the same charges over and over again. That never happens in this country because they are being taught not to do these things once they get put in that cage because it's a real deterrent. Oh, wait, no. No, that's not the case at all. As I was mentioning, I was just talking with 280, who is one of our activists here that was in jail, and all three of the guys that were in his holding cell together had been to that jail multiple times. It wasn't necessarily for drug possession, mind you. A couple of them that were there for DUIs. And, you know, if you get busted for a DUI, there's some pretty serious penalties that are involved in that. So you'd think they'd be learning their lesson because...
Yeah, even on your first one, I mean...
They take away your license usually, don't they?
For a long time. And you have hefty fines. You have to pay for probation, all kinds of stuff.
Right. So, I mean, that should be working. It's pretty draconian penalties that they've got there that should be stopping people from ever going out and drinking and driving again. But wouldn't you know it, they still do it.
They do.
So what's wrong there? Why is it that these so-called houses of corrections aren't correcting the alleged problems?
Oh, because they're really just warehouses for people.
Yeah.
It's a business for government bureaucrats that are unionized in order to, you know, make lots of money and move more hands through more government bureaucrats and, you know, give more jobs to more administrators and things like that, too.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Since we're on the drug topic, I have a story out of the Drug War Chronicle at StopTheDrugWar.org. If you thought the rules that they've passed against pseudoephedrine-based products like Sudafed, in order to allegedly put a stop to the methamphetamine manufacturing problem out there in this country, if you thought they were pretty absurd as it is, wherein in most, I think all over the country, you pretty much have to show identification. You have to fill out some kind of government form in order to purchase cold medicine with pseudoephedrine in it. I don't know if any of you have come across this, but we've had people call on this show over the years talking about how very inconvenient this has been.
Yeah,
I mean, there have been people who... You've never heard about this?
I've never had it happen to me. I buy pseudoephed.
Are you sure you're buying the version with pseudoephedrine?
I'm actually not sure.
Because they have a non-pseudoephedrine version that they came out with as a result of these
laws. That doesn't work as well. But you'll find that people... The people with the allergies that, you know, they'll treat them with over the counters. That's what they find that pseudoephedrine is best for. And those people, you know, they'll be treated like drug addicts for trying to get more of this stuff.
I'm one of those people.
It's made it difficult for, I thought it was a nationwide thing. I'd imagine they have it here in New Hampshire, so I'm guessing you just didn't get the pseudoephedrine. But there's more now. They're going to do more because apparently this hasn't stopped methamphetamine manufacturers, so they've got a new idea.
Surprise, surprise.
We'll share that with you here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you have on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download right there from the front page of the website. You can click to the podcast and go all the way back to the very beginning of 2009, all completely free for you over at freetalklive.com.
It's like a time machine. You just go back to 2009.
Yeah, it costs you nothing, too.
Free time machine. Go to libertarianinternships.com, and it's like a job machine, at least if you're in college and you need something to do over the summer. They have public policy internships, journalism internships. That was one of them segues that they in radio talk, you know.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Production internships. You paying close attention to you?
Nope.
Okay. Libertarianinternships.com. You can get stipend there. You also get a housing assistance while you're participating in the course, and they have seminars that show you how to do the particular courses. So go to libertarianinternships.com. Register for an account there today.
Yeah, I was busy looking at the K2 website, trying to learn a little bit more about it. See what they're charging. What are their rates compared to the marijuana black market? And it is a little bit cheaper. So I don't know how it is in comparison to cannabis. We're talking about this incense product, which is plastered all over the websites that sell it, but it's not intended for human consumption. Mm. But apparently word is humans are consuming it, and government people are very, very upset. So if the government's banning it, then there must be something good about it, right?
I don't see that that's true.
No?
No.
Well, that's
they ban heroin, and
that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm still kind of curious. Anyway, we'll continue here with your phone calls, and then we'll tell you about what they're doing with the methamphetamine laws, cracking down on Sudafed. First, we'll go to Mike in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Mike, Arkansas.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hello? Hello.
You're on the air, Mike. Go for it. Hello, hello? Mike. Going once.
Hello.
Going twice. Mike? Okay, goodbye. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Kurt in Michigan on the Amp Line. Hello, Kurt.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a big believer in the idea that if you get people asking the wrong questions, that the answers stop mattering.
I think that's true.
Yeah, one of the ways that I try to explain your show to people that I'm trying to introduce it to is, you know, if they were to call in and say, you know, I'm for gay marriage or I'm against gay marriage, doesn't matter which tack they take, that you'd probably say something to the effect of, well, before you can even answer that or ask that question, you've already answered the question in your own mind, does government have the right to regulate the relationship between two consenting adults who should be able to enter into whatever contract they want, provided they're not defrauded or coerced.
Indeed.
And anyway, and what it does is it frames, you know, it shows that the person that asking whether or not there should be gay marriage is the wrong question, and whether or not government should be married, you know, involved in marriage at all is the right question to ask.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that your calls on abortion late last week kind of fall into that category. They were trying to ascertain when sentience begins, when a baby might be viable outside the mother, when life would begin. And I believe those things to be, you know, red herrings. You know, they're the wrong questions to ask. I believe the right question to ask in that would be, when am I required to extend my resources in the furtherance of another person's life?
What's your answer?
Well, my answer is I should never be required to. You know, in the idea of abortion, the resources that the mother is providing that child are hers and hers alone to determine whether or not she wants to provide those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would hope nobody would ever get an abortion myself. You know, I'm all for, you know, loving adoption. But, you know, I'm also, you know, more so against forcing somebody to have a child.
So what about a mom who decides to not have an abortion, but when she actually has the baby, decides she doesn't want it anymore and leaves it in a garbage bin somewhere?
Well, I don't know about leaving it. And I think that that would be something that would be very rare if they were able to just leave it, you know, with somebody who would take care of it.
Mm.
You know, you do have a right to life, but you do not have a right to sustenance.
Okay, so then in the world in which you're envisioning, then a young lady who did go through with a pregnancy who wanted to give it up would have no problems whatsoever in doing that.
I would like to not see the state involved in that at all, and you would find willing intermediaries between, parents who don't want to be parents and parents who cannot naturally be parents who want to be parents.
What do you think should happen, though? I mean, what if it does occur? I mean,
it's got to happen, right? And humans are nuts.
Yeah, some girl just goes crazy after she has her baby and just decides to leave it in a dumpster somewhere.
Well, I mean, if it's done with forethought and malice, you know, if I am trying to keep this child from getting food, you know, I am purposely keeping the child from getting food as opposed to, you know, I don't want to, you know, if she's going out of her way to hide it from people, I think that's a different scenario than it would be just not wanting to give up your resources for this child.
What do you think
should happen? I don't know. I think the market would handle that insofar as you know, whether it be ostracization or whether it would be considered a murder. Because, I mean, if I were to keep you from food, I mean, and even though that I'm not forcing you in, well, I'd have to force you into some type of captivity. But if I were to keep food from you, knowing that you would die, I think that would end up probably being a crime.
Okay, that's a fair enough answer. Anything else you want to share tonight, Kurt?
Well, I booked my room for Parkfest, so I'll be out there in June, and I hope that we can get many more liberty-loving individuals out there this year. And it was a blast for the last 2 years that I was there, and I'm really looking forward to it.
No liberty forum for you?
I'd like to, but I got one vacation a year that I can really spend the money on. And,
gotcha.
And that one is just, it was so much fun, and so many wonderful people that I've met.
Yeah, they're both good times. If you can come to both, then you should. If you can't, then it's hard. It's hard to choose. I think I have to.
Yeah.
You know, if I were forced to, I would choose Porkfest.
Yeah, I guess it just depends. It just depends on your personality. Like if you like, you know, a convention style where you dress up nice, you have meals, you listen to people, then Liberty Forum's obviously for you. If you just want to kick back in your jeans and a T-shirt, go camping, you know, see music, you know, talk to people, meet, then Porkfest is more useful.
I wear jeans and T-shirts at Liberty Forum.
even though the Porkfest is technically only 3 days, a lot of people show up there for the whole week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, that's what I like about it.
Yep, and the cost is certainly a lot lower because you don't have to put yourself up in a hotel. You're camping, so it's a little more on the affordable side as well. But nonetheless, both events are stellar. And, Kurt, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. People are never going to come to an agreement on the abortion issue. That much I think we can agree on.
Yeah, science is going to take care of that issue before humans legislation does.
There's more coming up here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. I certainly don't think the government should be involved in prohibiting nor paying for abortions. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The latest on the war on meth in moments.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
If you like vitamins, say, ilikevitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart,
memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our chat room. You can go get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at chat.freetalklive.com. Again, that's chat.freetalklive.com.
Are you giving candy again this Valentine's Day? Well, get creative, man. That's what shows women that you really care. This year, get her George's Famous Baklava. It's Osborne approved. Walnut baklava with 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. I guess that's better than 25 layers or something. All the ingredients are premium and all natural, and that's why it tastes so good. Shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fresh and delicious. It was shipped to us in priority mail in a special container, and it was fresh and delicious. You can order it at mandrick.com. That's mandrick.com. There's no C in mandrick. mandrick.com.
800-259-9231. As we continue here, the news is from the Drug War Chronicle, and it has to do with the ban on pseudoephedrine, or the, well, restrictions on pseudoephedrine. It has not yet been completely banned. It's a key ingredient in products like Sudafed, a cold medicine, for instance, that it used to be available just over the counter. You could just go and grab it off the shelf.
Pseudoephedrine.
I guess, yeah. I don't really know much about ephedrine, but did they ban that for the same reason?
Yes, you could take it and get high. Several gotcha. Of them. People, you know, people had problems.
So they used to be able to just go and grab it and check out and be done with it. But recently there have been laws established all around the country that have mandated that anybody that wants to buy a product with pseudoephedrine in it must usually show identification and fill out some sort of state form to identify who they are. And then if the state auditors and the DEA or whoever it is that's looking at that information actually notices that you've bought more than a certain amount in a certain period of time, they will come after you.
Well, the stores in some cases will report you too, so...
Well, they're reporting all of the information, yes. Period, but if they catch you, they will come after you, and people have been come after and been brought up on charges of buying too much pseudoephedrine. Whether or not they were using it to make methamphetamine is another question.
But they were, in a lot of cases, just people with allergies.
Yeah, or people with families with allergies. So, I mean, if dad is going in to buy... allergy medicine for an entire family full of people, then he's going to be buying more than he would just buy for himself if it were just him that had the problems.
And we know that allergies aren't hereditary and that people that live in the same house aren't predisposed to having allergies. Silly.
So we've had calls from people that have had some real hassles with this. I mean, they haven't necessarily been arrested, but it's just become inconvenient. One guy, as I recall, was trying to go to a overnight pharmacy, and because they didn't have the right staff on hand, he had to wait around, and it was very inconvenient for him to actually get his hands on the medicine that he was looking to get to bring home to his sick son at that time. So what normally was just a quick trip to the overnight pharmacy became just a nightmare. And there are no shortage of stories like this, but it's going to get worse now. Meth lab busts nationwide were up 27% last year over the previous year, according to the DEA and state legislatures. Prodded by law enforcement, they're responding with a new batch of bills to ban pseudoephedrine, a key ingredient in home-cooked meth, but also a key ingredient in widely used cold remedies such as Sudafed and Claritin B. In at least three states, California, Indiana, Kentucky, and Missouri, bills to make products containing pseudoephedrine available by prescription only have been or will be filed. Meanwhile, Mississippi this week became the first state this year to pass such a law and only the second in the nation. Oregon passed such a law in 2006 and claimed to have seen a dramatic reduction in meth lab busts. In Mississippi, Governor Haley Barbour is supposed to sign HB 512, which would make ephedrine and pseudoephedrine Schedule 3 controlled substances, available only by prescription. The measure passed the House 45-4 late last month and passed the Senate 45-4 on Tuesday. The Tuesday vote came about 50 uniformed members of Mississippi law enforcement looked on from the gallery. Mississippi law enforcement had been the primary force behind the bill.
I guess none of them have allergies, right?
Guess not. As the cops looked on, supporters of the... Well, they probably just take the stuff they confiscate.
Yeah,
the ones
right.
that have allergies.
They'll get it.
Yeah, they'll just bust people. As the cops looked on, supporters of the bill fended off amendments to the bill that would allow patients to be charged lower than normal fees when going to a physician to get a prescription. Opponents of the bill had argued that it would place a burden on Mississippi residents who would now be saddled with having to pay for a doctor's visit and a copay for their now prescription drug. I look forward to signing House Bill 512, which will make it more difficult to obtain the ingredients for this drug that tears families apart and harms many of our communities, said Barbour. He and the cops may have been happy, but the Consumer Healthcare Products Association, which represents the over-the-counter medicine makers, was not. The bill will be a burden on residents and will raise healthcare costs in the state, said the group. And there aren't a whole bunch of poor people in Mississippi or anything. We are disappointed that the Mississippi Senate chose to overlook consumer sentiment and pass a bill today that will significantly impact how cold and allergy sufferers access some of their medicines, said their association spokeswoman. While well-intentioned, this bill will impose an unnecessary burden on Mississippians, despite there being a better and more effective solution to address the state's meth production problem. The association said that electronic tracking of over-the-counter medications containing pseudoephedrine was a more effective, less costly alternative. See, thanks so much, association, for proposing an alternative method of tyranny. And that's what it's come down to. It's not just, hey, this is wrong, leave people alone. It's, well, we understand what you're trying to do here, and we've come up with a better idea as to how you can control people's lives. So they're just really competing forms. Even the advocates that were against this particular piece of legislation weren't against it because of any sort of freedom-oriented issues. They just want to make it easy for people to buy their products, and if they can come up with some way to track the purchasers of their products that will satiate the state's demand for keeping an eye on people, then that's okay by them. So these industry associations aren't interested in freedom. They're just interested in as much freedom for their products as possible. Anyway, the proposal was that apparently 8 states have adopted this electronic tracking for over-the-counter medications containing pseudoephedrine to fight domestic methamphetamine production while maintaining consumer access to the medicines. Indiana is also moving to restrict pseudoephedrine, but not to make it prescription only. They are limiting customers to 3.6 grams of ephedrine or pseudoephedrine in one day and 9 grams of the drugs in 1 month, as far as what they can purchase. That bill is now heading out to the House. So this is it, guys. I mean, it's going to stop. It's going to put a stop to this.
The terminology fight. You know, they're fighting the production of methamphetamines, as if the people that, you know, that have allergies, that need pseudoephedrine, are you know, pulling out guns and shooting at cops, because they're fighting it, right? No, they're not fighting it. They're just clamping down. They're just using tyranny. They're they're just restricting it.
So this is it. I mean, this is going to stop it, right? I mean, they finally have the magic bullet that is going to put an end to methamphetamine manufacture.
Ooh, yeah. Doubtful.
Well, if you have to have a prescription to get the pseudoephedrine, how are you going to manufacture meth? This is going to do it.
There are alternative ways to manufacture meth.
Yes, there are.
Yep.
There absolutely are. You don't need pseudoephedrine to do it. As a matter of fact, they found significantly less dangerous and less costly ways of doing it without pseudoephedrine now. And it's the marketplace adapting when it needs to. But, you know, that doesn't stop the politicians.
No.
That's right. There wasn't that shake and bake story that we had, or whatever they called it, where there was – wasn't that a pseudoephedrine free way of doing
yes.
it? I don't remember what the chemicals were that were utilized, but I remember we read a story where there's a new make-your-own-meth kind of method that doesn't involve having to have a kitchen or any of the normal meth-making utilities.
Wow.
You just have to have like a liter soda bottle, the right ingredients. You put it in there and you shake it up. It's resulted in explosions and fire and burning people that try to do it because of the chemical reactions that happen in there. But in many cases, it results in, if they're successful and they don't hurt themselves, it will result in a personal amount of methamphetamine, which one can smoke. And as you point out, Mark, doesn't involve pseudoephedrine at all. 800-259-9231. I recall reading something about Ma Huang, which is a natural product that for some reason I think can be transmuted into meth-making products as well. I don't remember all the details on that, but more coming up. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-859-4796. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-859-4796. That's 1-800-859-4796. 1-800-859-4796.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Go.
gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we continue here. By the way, if you do enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with this program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to join up for as little as $3 a month. You can use any major credit cards. You can use PayPal. Alternative options are also available. All detailed for you at amp.freetalklive.com.
First, imagine you live in an area controlled by a violent gang. What if you started using words like and us when discussing the gang and their activities, even though you weren't in the gang and no one in the gang knew or cared about you? A lot of the gang's activities actually hurt you and your family. Would this kind of thinking eventually lead to sympathy for the gang's activities? Or resistance to the idea that the gang was even doing anything wrong? What if a violent gang was able to develop a 12-year indoctrination system that encouraged this kind of thinking? What if a violent gang already did? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and the worship of violent gangs. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Ladies first, we go to the phones and the fun. Erica is on the line in Illinois. Erica, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So it was interesting hearing you guys talk about like the laws are trying to pass about, and like in response to methamphetamine, because like the drug war really is insane. But anyway, it reminded me of, so just today or maybe like late yesterday, I was reading about how there's this online like ethnobotanical company based in Kansas. Like they used to sell salvia before it was made illegal in Kansas, and like afterward they sold mostly like amanita mushrooms and stuff you can make ayahuasca tea out of and stuff like that. Nothing illegal. Like all of those substances are perfectly legal in the United States. But anyway, apparently yesterday the place where they were based was raided by the federal government by about, I think I read 20 like agents raided the facility, arrested the guy that was like the head of it, put him in jail. Initially, they put this ridiculous bond on him. It was, like, almost $1 million.
Wow.
And they seized all his assets, like, $700,000.
So even though what you're saying that even though what he was selling was completely legal, they came after him anyway.
Yeah, and like I was reading on this article online, they listed the charges against him. I think I'm looking at it right now. They brought up eight charges against him, all of them felonies. And like it's ridiculous. They're focusing a lot on he sold a San Pedro cacti, which you can buy at a Home Depot, but it contains mescaline. Mm-hmm. And it'd be in the same family as like peyote. So they're charging him with unlawful manufacturing of controlled substances, which would be mescaline, and they listed a bunch of other things. Basically, they're listing the chemicals that are in some of the stuff that he sold, like morning glory seeds and mm-hmm. stuff, and it's really ridiculous.
Morning glory seeds. I mean, you can get these, like you said, at Home Depot.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not raiding Home Depot. Oh, they've got lawyers, right?
Oh, the best is the last one. It's unlawful possession of certain drug precursors and drug paraphernalia, including plastic jugs and filters used or intended for unlawful use to manufacture, cultivate, plant, whatever. They're like charging him with having plastic jugs and filters. Basically, I don't know.
Oh, it's so sad.
We've had stories here where people are charged for having sprinkler fittings and things like that because they claimed that they're selling to the marijuana community when they just have an online business. I mean, people may very well have been buying for their marijuana cultivation personal cultivation, but. These people weren't marketing it that way.
You can make a pipe out of an aluminum can. I mean, yeah. Are they going to go after Coca-Cola and Pepsi?
They're just going to be arbitrary, and they're going to go after the people that they want to go after, and most of those people are not going to be people that fund major campaigns and political organizations.
Oh, so they're going to go after Right Cola.
Yeah.
When did this raid go down?
This was, I think, yesterday, because he was in jail today. I just read online that he just got out of jail. They posted bail. They got his lawyer to reduce the bond from the ridiculous amount that it was before to about $150,000, which is still
ridiculous.
A hell of a lot, but it's
less
than it was
before. What's the store name? I mean, so people can go and
Bouncing. What is it? It's Bouncing Bear Botanicals. The guy's name was Jonathan Sloan, and he lived in Kansas. They're trying the. Family is trying to contact the Kansas ACLU to see what they can do about it because they just need to see what they can do about it because they're totally within the law. There is no law against what they were doing because their business was perfectly legal. They're just being brought up on these ridiculous charges.
Thanks for giving us a heads up on that, and I'm sure some of our listeners are going to go and check them out. It's just so sad when this stuff happens, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, yet another reason to get the hell out of the federal government, to declare independence, to secede, whatever terms you prefer using it. Ending this war on drugs is, I think, so critical to restoring, to achieving freedom in our lifetime. As long as people are so intolerant of other people's choices, as to what they can do with their own body, will never have a chance at actually being free. In fact, I had something that tied in here. Oh, yes, Obama. Since we're talking about federal drug enforcement, there were a lot of people that voted for Barack Obama thinking he would be, a little cooler about drug enforcement than George Bush. I mean, Obama is...
Didn't he say he inhaled?
Yep. He admitted to
smoking
cannabis.
Not just inhaled.
Admitted to doing cocaine, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, George Bush, too. I don't know that he admitted to it, but I think everybody knew.
He was arrested for it, I mean.
Yeah. Stephen Webster over at The Raw Story reports that it wasn't long ago when President Barack Obama's new drug czar, former Seattle Police Chief Gil Karolikowski, swept into Washington, D.C. and declared the drug war a public policy relic. The Obama administration, he said, would move toward handling drug addiction as a medical problem, moving away from the brash enforcement tactics that hallmarked prior administrations. Karolikowski told the Wall Street Journal that, quote, "We are not at war with the people in this country." However, if the Office of National Drug Control Policy's budget for fiscal 2011 is to be believed, Karolikowski was full of hot air. According to 2011 funding highlights released by the ONDCP, the Obama administration is growing the drug war and tilting its funds heavily toward law enforcement over treatment. Now, look, not that government forcing people into treatment is that much better. I mean, I don't want to be forced into a mental hospital if I get caught with a bag of pot, just in the same way I don't want to be forced into a normal jail cell if I get caught with a bag of pot. Nonetheless, the story is that the president's national drug control budget also continues the Bush administration's public relations tactic of obscuring the costs of prosecuting and imprisoning drug offenders. Enron-style accounting is how drug policy reform advocate Kevin Zeese described it, writing for Alternet in 2002. The budget places America's drug war spending at $15.5 billion for fiscal year 2011. That's an increase of 3.5% over 2010. That figure reflects a 5.2% increase in overall enforcement funding, growing from $9.7 billion to $9.9. Addiction treatment and preventative measures, however, are budgeted at $5.6 billion, an increase from $5.2. In short, the Obama administration's appropriations for treating drug addiction are just short of half of that dedicated to prosecuting the war. An ONDCP press release describes these figures as balanced. Now that's some twisting of words, isn't it? It's balanced, but yet one is getting more than twice, you know, about twice the funding as the other. That's balanced, according to the federal government. The new budget proposal demonstrates the Obama administration's commitment to a balanced and comprehensive drug strategy, Carol Lukowski added in the advisory. In a time of tight budgets and fiscal restraint, we're growing it by 5%. Carol Lukowski added in the advisory, in the time of tight budgets and fiscal restraint, these new investments are targeted at reducing Americans' drug use and the substantial costs associated with the health and social consequences of drug abuse. It sure was an encouraging signal when drug czar Carol Lukowski declared the war on drugs was over shortly after he took the job last year, according to a spokesman for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. But until the budget numbers match up with rhetoric, it looks like the war is still being waged. So, is anybody really surprised? That's what
I guess I'm a little surprised. I'm surprised that they
didn't do what they said they were going to do?
Well, I mean, the government generally doesn't do that. But I am surprised that, that there wasn't more emphasis on treatment.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So, look forward to another year of more millions of arrests. Over 1.5 million people are arrested in this country every single year for drug possession charges. Mostly, sometimes they charge them with drug dealing, but usually that's people who just happen to possess more than one baggie of whatever drug it is they were arrested for. So 90% of those arrests are possession arrests. 80% is, I think, the official number, but it's probably much higher than that. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line coming up. The toughest cop in America. What's he up to? Joe Arpaio will check in with that in moments. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.